Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large for Sunday, July 28th, 2013. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums.
Support for KUAF comes from the University of Arkansas Bookstore, reminding everyone that August 3rd and 4th is Arkansas's tax-free weekend. The University of Arkansas Bookstore offers a selection of school supplies, textbooks, apparel, and more. Razorback apparel is also available at the Northwest Arkansas Mall and Pinnacle Hills Promenade in Rogers. uofastore.com for more information.
Ahead on this morning's edition of Weekend Ozarks at Large, yarn graffiti begins to decorate public statues, trees, and other area landmarks. Pianos and drums make music, and we celebrate the newest addition to the royal family with our Sunday morning montage.
But first, money. Some say it makes the world go round, and there was lots of money in the news this week. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis has more in this week's Week in Review.
Early in the week, Northwest Arkansas Regional Airport reported that it received a sizable grant from the U.S. Department of Transportation. Members of Arkansas's congressional delegation announced Tuesday that the airport had received $3.4 million through the grant. Kelly Johnson is the airport director of XNA. She says that while $2.5 million will be used to reimburse the airport for part of the costs of renovations to the concourse, the remainder of the grant will be used in a variety of ways.
We'll be using about $575,000 to add an extra two lanes of pavement to the ramp at the end of the north end of that concourse, so that will allow us to get larger aircraft around the end of the building for parking on the other side. In addition to that, there's $500,000 there for a master plan update. We haven't updated the airport's master plan since 2002. And last but not least is $183,000 for a sweeper truck that we need for all the extra pavement that we've added over the last several years.
Johnson says that grants from the federal government are imperative to performing necessary rehabilitation work at the airport.
We have to have that money to go ahead and do the things that we need to do at the airport. As everybody knows, we've built an alternate landing surface. We did that with the ARRA money and also discretionary money from the FAA, and now we're rehabbing the original runway with discretionary money from the FAA. Our entitlement money basically is just what it sounds like. It's money we're entitled to based on the number of boardings at the airport. So we can really program that money a little further out, which really allows us to do some good planning.
From planes, we move to buses. Though Ozark Regional Transit has been managed by a contracted company for the Transit Authority's modern history, that stands to change after this year. This week, the ORT Board of Directors voted to take management of the two-county transit provider in-house. Jerry Van Hoos, chairperson of the ORT Board, says that First Transit has managed the transit system effectively through a period of growth. But with First Transit's contract expiring at the end of the year, he says that now is an opportune time to take over managing the day-to-day operations of the transit system.
And we could save some money, even though we feel our money was really well spent with this other firm. They've done us a really good job. But we felt like we could move forward with the management team we have in place, and hopefully we can hire that person. And so we'll have about $150,000, $200,000 a year that we can put in providing more rides for our clients.
But buses need highways on which to drive, and earlier this week, the Arkansas Highway Transportation Department announced its schedule of the first 30 state road projects to be contracted using proceeds from the new half-cent sales tax. The first six projects to get underway are all in Northwest Arkansas. Danny Strasley with the Arkansas Highway Department says that three of those projects include improvements to Interstate 540. He says that those improvements will be paid for using various means. Federal money through the state's Transportation Improvement Program will fund construction of parts of the interstate improvements, and the state's Interstate Rehabilitation Program, a 2011 voter-approved bond program, will cover much of the interchange improvements between Fayetteville and Bentonville.
The half-cent sales tax projects will pretty much kind of connect those areas throughout the corridor that the other programs didn't address. And this is what we're doing throughout the state with these types of programs. We are connecting areas of the state that otherwise wouldn't have been able to see those projects realized. And so as a result, we call this our Connecting Arkansas program.
Also during the meeting in which the projects were announced, the Highway Commission awarded a contract for expanding Interstate 540 to six lanes between Weddington Drive and Porter Road in Fayetteville. In other money news, legislation introduced in the U.S. Senate Wednesday is expected to ensure Mayflower oil spill victims get tax relief. Senator Mark Pryor says the Mayflower Oil Spill Tax Relief Act of 2013 aims to protect affected residents by making sure compensation from ExxonMobil is not taxed by the federal government. In a conference call with reporters, Pryor said the legislation has specific goals.
The bill would exempt things like personal and family and living expenses as a result of the spill. It basically just help them on their taxes, and also if they have expenses for repair or rehabilitation for their residence or maybe a replacement, something like that, they would allow some tax treatment there.
Pryor worked on the bill with Arkansas's other senator, Senator John Bozeman. Both say the legislation would protect Mayflower families who receive compensation by classifying the contributions under current law as qualified disaster relief payments. Bozeman admits much still needs to be done at the federal and state levels to reimburse residents.
Everybody agrees that you know, there was so much damage, the oil company pays you that. What we don't want is then for people to have to pay taxes, on that amount that they got. So hopefully we'll get this done. It's very, very important. And it's the right thing to do.
Bozeman says he and Pryor will work with Senate leadership to gain final approval of the measure in a timely manner. And finally, for the third consecutive year, the University of Arkansas completed its fiscal year with more than $100 million in private giving support. The university announced Wednesday that it had recorded $108.4 million in private donations from July 2012 through June 30th. That total was above the university's fundraising goal of $107 million for the fiscal year. Mark Power is the university's assistant vice chancellor for development. He says that the amount of contributions brought in last year is the fourth highest total ever for the university. Power says that successful years of fundraising like the one just completed helped the U of A move toward its goal of being a top 50 research institution.
As we all know, private giving is very important to the overall growth of a university campus, and certainly here at the university we see that private giving will provide that margin of excellence. And so as we continue on our trajectory and continue to try to do as best as we can for our students and faculty and staff, this is something that will play a major role in that effort to become a top 50 in the years to come.
From the Harold and Blanche Calk News Studio, I'm Timothy Dennis, and this is Weekend Ozarks at Large.